Episode 2, Exploring Norway. What's up, fam? Welcome back to episode number 2. So in this episode, we are going to discuss about, you know, exploring Norway. And in the previous episode, you would have listened about how did I come to Norway, what did I do. Basically an intro, that's all. Like, my process, my doings, whatever I did. But now I'm going to talk more about in detail what did I do in the previous school year, what did I do, what are the activities and everything. So the previous school was Folk High School, which is basically just a school. Like, it's not like a play school, like it's an adult school where you, like, especially we are international students, we come all over from the world. So it's a place where we study language, the Norwegian language, which is Norwegian or Norsk. And we have like a lot of activities. Like, you really try to get integrated in the society. Like, you are taught how to get integrated, the language, the culture, the cultural shocks, which is episode number 3. I'm going to talk in detail, so don't worry. And everything. So basically, I remember I started my school in August 2022, and the date was like 22nd, 21st, I'm like not sure, still, I'm so sorry. But yeah, it started off with like having my class had like students from countries like the Philippines, India, obviously it's me, Sri Lanka, Romania, the UK, USA, Brazil. So Colombia also. So we had students all around the world, kinda, like not every country, but kinda all around the world. Yeah. And our class is international. We all had a very good time, like spending things around and everything. And yeah. So what happened is that I think like the week one we started to go to different islands, because like Norway has a big mainland but it's filled with mountains and everything, and we have a lot of islands. I don't know like how many islands this country has, a lot of islands like surrounding it. And we were like taken to an island for camping, the whole school. It was a 2-day camping thing. It's like a tradition, like every year they do it. And it was very perfect. We all had a very good time camping outside. Like, that's the first Norwegian step you're taking. Like, you know, trying to be Norwegian. And that was the first step. Like, the first time I'm like trying out like sleeping bags, tents, bonfire, you know, everything. Like, that was a very perfect Norwegian experience. And I was like, oh, wow, I'm enjoying it. Maybe I might get used to all of these things, because it was like, you know, you're trying to integrate, and like we had like 100 plus students, and like everybody's in Norwegian, so everybody was the native people, and we like had to try. Like, it was like basically you try, and like I think like here in Norway, like they are more welcoming. There are positives and negatives, but I feel like everybody was welcoming and like making you to, like, they were like not forcing you to do things, but they were like, you know, gradually doing it. But when I was in my country, like, you felt that you were forced to do things. But here, no, not really. They don't force you to do things. They take baby steps. They are very slow in the process, because they consider us as, you know, we are learning people, so we learn on our own. So the process is going to be slow and steady. It was a very good year I spent. And this time, I really got integrated. Like, this period of 9 months, like a year, an academic year, it made me really integrate into the society, the culture, like how people, how do you react? Like, because there are so many weird things, you know, in the country, like culture wise and everything, so you have to really get adapted into it. And I didn't feel that much first, so like that was my first trip. And my second trip was it was the trip which we went with a class called Free Luft, which is like Free Luft, like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't know, like, it's basically like hiking. You do all the outdoor activities, which is like, you know, they do hiking, climbing, all the multi outdoor activities, which is so interesting. And I had a lot of friends in that class, and I love each and everybody. We international class and the outdoor activity class, to be, you know, to say it in English, we collaborated, like, you know, it's like a collab, you know, like we all went together and we had to hike a mountain, which is like the tallest, one of the tallest mountains in Norway. And from there you can see like 1/6 of Norway, and kind of you can see Sweden, because Sweden is also like kind of the same like Norway. Yeah, and that was exciting, and it happened during the month of September before we had like autumn break. So we had like this hiking thing, but I was like, this mountain was, oh, I have to climb till the top of the mountain. It's so high, it'll take like 6 hours up and 6 hours down, I think. So I was like, oh, I think I signed up for something wrong or something bad, because, but you know, like, you have to really do it, you have no other choice. But you know what, the weather was so bad on that day, we could not hike. We had to take like a tram, like, which goes up till the top of the mountain, and I think this is only available in this mountain, you know, because it's kind of like safe to hike, or I'm like not sure, because I remember like there were like safe places, like, you know, climbing, and there was like dangerous, because it's like really really hiking, and Norwegians, they love hiking, I don't know, they love hiking. But it was not safe to hike because it was like a snowstorm. So that was the second time me experiencing snow, like first time basically like as an adult experiencing snow, and the second time in a whole lot experiencing snow. And it was so good, we all went on the top of the mountain, because it was like a place where World War II scenarios, and you know, like Germany had Norway under control during World War II. That was shocking to me. Yeah, you know, it was literally shocking. And we had a look at all the World War II equipments, like the nuclear thing, and like the station up there, like where they had a look for, you know, all these maybe like fighter flights coming around and everything. And that was a very cool experience we had, and we all were there like climbing up the mountain, like, because like it only did not take like literally on the top of the mountain, but it was like kind of like you had to like come out of the tunnel and you have to climb up till the top where there's like a tower and you can see, and there's like all these artifact things, history. It was so good. And there was like a, when you came down, there was like a mini cafe there where they were selling waffles, the best. I love waffles here. They were selling waffles, coffee, like everything. I was like, whoa, on this mountain, you guys, like, it's like literally cold out and you guys like have a cafe. I was like so happy because I was so dying. I was like, I want to eat something. It was so hungry because like it was cold, and like, yeah, it was so nice, it was so pleasant. That was like my second experience in exploring the country. And this place was, before this hike, we were taken to a large power station, a hydropower station, which is like called Rjukan. And the mountain which we like kind of, not technically hiked, but kind of hiked, was called Gaustatoppen. So yeah, and Rjukan is a place in the Telemark county, which is Telemark province or state or whatever you call it. County, yeah, people know what's county. And it's kind of like a very low-lying valley, and Rjukan is a place where like you get like power. It was for an exhibition, like they all exhibited all the big hydropower stations, and because I think it's like not currently under working condition, I'm like not sure. You can Google it out. Rjukan, R-J-U-K-A-N. Yeah, I know Norwegian kind of is weird, like it's Rjukan, but yeah, it's, I don't know. Yeah, it's Rjukan, and it was so good. We all had a very good experience. We came to know how Norway was like one of the, it produces 90% of its electricity from hydropower, and that was so shocking. And this was one of the plants where they used to produce hydropower, and this is a low-lying valley, and there's a mirror on the top of the mountains. Because there's no sunshine on the valley, it gets bright, but there's no literally sunshine because the valleys are so low and the mountains are so tall. So they had like mirrors on the top of the mountains so that it, when the sun comes up, it shines on the mirror and it reflects on the city, on the town square. So that, you know, and that's a special festival which they celebrate around it. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. Like, and it especially happens during winter, because during winter we get very, very, very less sunlight. And that was a very good thing. Like, we explored and I was like, wow. And it was raining. Like, we climbed the mountains, it was like snowstorm and snow. We came down, it's pouring rain. Rain. And the last day, we concluded by climbing the real mountain Rjukan. The place was Rjukan, but we climbed a mountain Rjukan. That was literally traumatizing for me. I was like, I'm going to like literally fall somewhere, because it was pouring raining. There was moss on the rocks, the tree branches, and I was like, I don't know, I was gasping for breath. Like, everybody climbed up so fast, I was like, I was gasping for breath. But I don't know how I made it. And you know, the beautiful thing, the month of September, August, you get like fresh blueberries on the mountains, and we had like an opportunity to have fresh blueberries. It was so amazing. I was like, literally, I'm like, I love it. We had like fresh blueberries when we hiked. We had a chance to have that, and it was like autumn. It was so nice, but it was so gloomy. It started to rain, drizzle, heavy rains, drizzle. But I was like, I'm so done, guys. When are we going to get on? When are we going to, like, literally, I think we hiked for like 6 hours, 6 to 7 hours up and down. I don't know, like, we started like kind of like 10 and we got on like what, 2-3 o'clock. I was like, when is this going to get over? Because my friend, she literally sprained her ankle because she put her leg in a different place, and you know, it slipped and she sprained her ankle. And I was like traumatized by that. I'm like, nah, I'm like literally scared. But you know, here I felt like my two teachers, and we had like another person, she was a kitchen assistant, and she's like my aunt, but she's not literally my aunt, she's my friend's aunt, and we call her aunt. So we were like everybody was helping, like, you know, they helped me a lot, like, because I was like so scared. They were like, Timin, you should not be scared, you should do that. Like, they were like more positively encouraging me to do it. I was like, guys, do you understand me? I'm not in that position to do it. That, yeah, they encouraged me. Then I literally completed my hike. I was like screaming so crazy, you know, like, guys, I made it. I was so happy, because I thought, I don't know, because the steps were so steep, and I couldn't even take a video, I couldn't do anything, because I was like, I was so afraid to take my phone out. But it happened. I was so happy. It finally happened, and we came down, and yeah, after that we had like a Easter break. So, you know, it was like, yeah, sorry, not Easter, sorry, it's autumn break. After that we came back, we had like many activities in the school. We had a week we could explore the city near to our school, because we were like 25 kilometers away from the city. So literally 25. So it was hard, and my school was literally located in a village, in a very far village, with like just 2-3 stores, one medical facility, the pharmacy. It was so boring. Like, literally, I love to be in the city. I'm a city guy. I'm a city guy. I love to be in cities. But this place was like, it's not giving. You know, the way you act, it's not giving for me, bro. It was not giving. But yeah, then I enjoyed the place. And like, I think during October, yeah, we had a week where we could explore the city, do our international things like cooking, that and this. And you know, like, I think like we explored the city so good. We came to know what was there, what was not there. Yeah, that was pretty good. And the next thing what we did after that, we had like, it was Christmas. So October, November, doing all the stuff and activities in and out of school, and Christmas celebrations in between. We had like a mixed week, which is like you do like different activities like production, cooking, cleaning, blah blah blah, dance. It was like basically like a school day, that's all they call it. They don't say like after 2 weeks we have a big grand celebration. It's a school day, but you know, they say mixed, but you tell it in English, it's like mixed week, which is, I know it doesn't make sense, but yeah, it makes sense in Norwegian. Yeah, so that was cool. We did that. Then Christmas holidays, snow. That was my, again, snow. I was like, I came back to Oslo because I was like in and out of Oslo. So I came back to Oslo to celebrate Christmas with my family. It was so good. It was so delightful having Christmas, having all the traditional food and everything. Like, you know, guys, this will be spoken next episode, don't worry. You know, now it's like exploring Norway, you know, like everything. And I started to explore Oslo. Oslo is a very big city, but I have a surprise in episode number 4, because that's going to be a different thing where we travel around everywhere. And yeah, and it was nice. Like, I explored, like, you know, like I kind of get more curious to explore around by taking buses, with the tram, the metro around the city, and know which is where the shops, like secondhand stores, so popular in the country. You can get many things from the secondhand store. I got so many things from the secondhand store, like water bottles, like not like water bottles, like, you know, like cafe bottles, or like which is like not used that much. Then clothes, plates, vases, like flowers. There's a lot. Oh, my friends and me, we literally go into this is a thrift store, so we go into these thrift stores, explore, buy things. It's so cheap, so that you get a lot of products. I loved it. I loved doing it. Like, I had like a summer shirt taken from there, like, you know, for beach vibes and everything. I loved it. I was like, wow, I need this store to be in our country. I think, guys, in India, we have to do it. I think this is gonna be so useful, because it's not only that, we have furnitures, so many things. And it's like, mainly I see these thrift stores are run by old people, but it's like an organization all over the country, like different places. So that was quite interesting. Thrift stores, and that was the thing which I gained attention. Like, that's cool, like, you know, getting things from there rather than going and buying new products and wasting your money on new products. You can get like it for half price or like very cheap. That's all I can say. That was quite interesting. So I think I am coming to a conclusion of this episode, exploring Norway in places wise and what was really needed, like, you know, thrift store. Like, that's my main highlight, thrift stores. And guys, I had to say another one before I conclude. Recycling here in Norway, like every juice bottle you have, it's recycled and you can get money from it. I was like, wow, damn, this has become reality. I have heard about this, but this is reality. You can recycle and you get that. And that was so good. You recycle water bottles, Yeah, that's important. And then we had like, you can recycle glass bottles and cartons and everything, and there's a specific place in the city where you can keep all these things, and you can take away things like free things. Like, there's a big place in the city like where you can do all these things, and that was so interesting, like recycling water bottles, plastic bottles, and you get money for it. And you know guys, we do that a lot. Everybody does that a lot. And this is what I wanted to really say. And yeah. So, I think it's enough for this episode. And we can see you in episode number 3. So, until that, stay tuned. No, don't stay tuned. No, you have to stay tuned. Obviously. See the rest in episode number 3. Bye-bye.